อิติปิโสภะคะวัน
He, the Blessed One,
อรหัง
is indeed the Pure One,
สัมมาสัมพุทโธ
the Perfectly Enlightened One,
วิชชาจรณสัมปันโน
He is impeccable in conduct.And understanding.
Sukhato.
The accomplished one.
Rogavithu.
The knower of the worlds.
Anuttaro Purisathammasarathi.
He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained.
Sathathevamanusanam.
He is teacher of gods and humans.
พุทโธ
He is awake
ภควาติ
and holy
องค์ใดพระสัมพุท
ธ The noble lord of sages perfectly enlightenedUproots and destroys all evils and completely purified he is. In his heart there is a blooming lotus. Untainted and virtuous.With sweet fragrances spread. The noble lord of sages. His compassion like rivers. Delivers all beings. Gives life to the barren.He shows the way to ease pain and the way to true happiness. He shows the way to Nibbana, the cessation of all suffering. With his omniscient five eyes,He sees all far and near. The truth from the beginning. The truth to the end. Liberates men and women from all their harmful ways.Salvages worldly beings from their bad to their good ways. The noble lord of sages, with my head I venerate him to his supreme sublime wisdom and compassion.Always.
สวากาโตภควตาธัมโม
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One.
สันทิฏฐิโก
Apparent here and now.
อกาลิโก
Encouraging investigation.
เอหิปัสสิโก
Timeless.
โอปนยิโก
Leading inwards.
ปัจจตังเวทิตาโพวิญญูหิติ
To be experienced individually.By the wise. The Dhamma is a source of virtues. The supreme sublime wisdom The bright burning beam, lighted by the Supreme Lord of Sages, shining ways for the livings, destroying all the darkness. The Dhamma is numbered 8 by Magga and Pala, numbered 9 including Nibbana, name astounding beyond world of wisdom, the deepest of the depth, the brightest of the brilliance, the beginning of the path, the eminence repute of the two, the knowledge and the practice, the well-expounded noble path leads the way directly to the deathless beyond the world. The supreme, sublime Dhamma, with my body, speech and mind, I humbly offer my reverence always.
Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho.
They are the blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well.
Uccupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho.
Who have practiced directly.
Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho.
Who have practiced insightfully.
Sammicchipatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho.
Those who practice with integrity.
Yatithang.
That is.
Jatari purisa yukhani atta purisa pukhalan.
The four pairs. The eight kinds of noble beings.
Esa bhagavato savaka sangho.
These are the blessed ones, disciples.
Ahunayo.
Such ones are worthy of gifts.
Ahunayo.
Worthy of hospitality.
Akinayo.
Worthy of offerings.
Ancharikaraniyo.
Worthy of respect.
Anuttarang bunyaketang rokasati.
They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. The disciples of the Blessed One inherit the upright practice from the perfectly enlightened one, seeing the four noble truths. They reach the final goal, ceasing of all sufferings, by the Lord of Sages' teaching. Their wisdom is realized. Their minds are cleansed and purified, beyond the reach of evils. The disciples, with perfect peace of body, speech and mind, like immense fertile land that yields abundant fruits, the great benefactors of the world, named sons of the Buddha, worthy beyond boundary, worthy beyond compare. The disciples of the Blessed One, I pay reverence to those so valuable beyond any words. By the power of this merit, of highest reverence, I pay to the supreme, sublime, triple gem. May all obstacles, all harms, and all dangers forever be destroyed and forever disappear.
Tahung sahasamabhinimitasavutantang.
Creating a form with 1,000 arms, each equipped with a weapon.
Krime karang utitakurasasehetamarang.
Mara, on the elephant Girimekala, uttered a frightening roar together with his troops.
Tahanati tahamma vitinna jitawa munindhon.
The Lord of Sages defeated him by means of such qualities as generosity.
Tante chasahapavatu te chayasitinitjang.
By the power of this, may you have victory blessings. When the Lord of Sages by himself purified attained perfect enlightenment, under the Bodhi tree, King Mara of 1,000 arms, ever so ferocious and powerful, seated atop his trumpeting fierce elephant, Girimekala, bearing horrendous weapons. Ready for the war. Assemble all his countless troops. Like the wind of ocean storm. His intention was to destroy the great sage of 10 perfections, conquered by the Lord. Soon all vicious evils disappeared. By means of the Lord's most excellent virtues, he delivered his Dhamma to their hearts and cleansed the hatred. By the power of this truth and reverence to the Sublime Three, may all people of this kingdom enjoy victory always. Even should there be enemies as great and powerful as King Mara, may they be conquered and defeated just as the Lord has succeeded.